Welcome to episode 180 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. Those of you who are regular listeners and visitors of the website will have noticed that it's been a bit quiet from me of late. Now, don't worry, I didn't disappear down a rabbit hole or anything. It's just been a very busy time with the need for various commitments to take over for a while. One of those commitments was this year's Goodwood Festival of Speed, involving long hot days of photography and also editing and writing deadlines in the days following the event. Well, in this week's show, I'm sharing the first of two related recordings. This time around, you join me late one evening as I photograph the central display which lies at the heart of the festival. And as you'll hear, I also had a couple of unexpected guests who got in the act too. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 180. It's 10 past 10 of an evening, and I am stood here in front of Goodwood House in West Sussex, and it, as I record, is the Saturday of the Festival of Speed this year, and as ever, it's been long, hot days walking around the whole of the site, shooting this, that, and the other, and I'm sure I'll talk about that in a separate recording. But what I'm doing right now is photographing the central display, and this year the theme, or rather the manufacturer on display, is Mazda. And what we've got is this sort of twisted metal sort of display. It's currently lit up bright blue, and at the very top you've got two Mazda cars, one of which is a concept car, which originally was designed for the Gran Turismo PlayStation game and has now been created to be a full-scale vehicle. Those are bolted to the top of this very tall structure which towers above the front of Goodwood House. The light is still there in the sky, so I'm a little bit later than I had hoped to be, but I think there's going to be fireworks later, but I just wanted to get this shot before there. So what I've got in front of me in terms of a setup, I've got my tripod, which is a Gitzo Series 2. I've got a Nikon D800 with a... Evening, you're right? Good man. People still walking by. So I've got my D800 with a 24-70, and it's all set up at F22. Just going to double check that. Yeah, F22. And it's giving me a reading at the moment of 13 seconds. So I'm just going to do my first test shot, and I've pre-focused and put it onto manual focus once I've done that, so it doesn't shift, it doesn't try to refocus. And I just want to see what that test exposure is. My guess is that because of the darkness of the building compared to the lightness of the cars lit up, that those are going to blow out. Now, that, as I do that, has just shot, and it is not far off. I'm just going to go in a bit closer, very carefully, having a look. That's not far off, you know. One of the cars is silver, one of them is orange, and the silver one is just slightly blown out of fraction. If I have a look at the what we call the blinkies, the highlights, it's actually not that blown out. There's still the detail in the shadow areas of the Goodwood House. Not a lot of cars. The cars are all quite static there. I was expecting to maybe see a little bit of sort of light trails from the ones that were moving, but clearly there none really moved. So what I'm going to do, just because I can, so I know my base exposure is 13 seconds F22, I'm going to set the camera to manual exposure. What did I say? 13 F22. So I'm going to leave it at F22. And I'm going to have an exposure of, rather than 13 seconds, let's see how far we can go down here. So rather than 13 seconds, we're going to make it, we'll try 10 seconds to begin with, so everything else remains the same. There we go. I'm using a remote release, electronic release, so I don't have to physically touch the camera during the exposure. The danger there is you get camera shake. I'm actually stood probably about 4 feet off the ground on the hay bales that line the side of the Goodwood Hill Climb, which is a track which is really just the drive of the house, but it's turned into a track for all the cars to go by. So I've got a slight elevated position, but the camera is still tilted upwards towards the sky. So I'm just going to check that picture. Check my focus first of all. That's still lovely and crisp. That's better. I think the compromise is going to be the light in the sky. Obviously, you've got these cars here. Yeah, just checking. I've got a few lights on in the house, which is rather nice. Adds a bit of colour. It would be nice to have more, but you can't have everything. let's have a look. Where we've got this longer exposure, the clouds, it's been a lovely, bright, sunny day, really hot. You've got these clouds, there's not a lot of cloud movement, but what there is sort of wispy kind of clouds there. That's kind of nice, so I'm just going to have a look here, bear with me. Let's just check one more thing. Okay, so just looking at the exposures, the brightness and then slightly darker, I don't actually want to go any shorter on the exposure. I'm losing too much of Goodwood House. So we had, what did we have? We had 13 seconds, then we had 10 seconds. So let's see. The camera doesn't physically have an automated setting for, say, 12 seconds. So what I'm going to do is set it to evening, gents. If you're wondering why I'm talking to myself, I'm actually recording audio for a podcast. I'm not just stood here like an idiot. No, this is...
Explain to your girlfriend why you're not at home.
No, well, I'd have to then explain to my wife one...
not with me.
There you go, there you go.
Do you know which side the fireworks
are? I honestly don't. I'm kind of looking pretty central. You'll get a good display. Yeah, I mean, it's usually tied in so that it's around about over the top of the central display.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would say stick around this general area, you'll be fine. Yeah. Either way, it should be a good show.
And what exposure are you giving?
This, currently, the last shot was 13 seconds or 10 seconds.
Yeah.
F22. So the focus is on the central display there,
yeah.
And it's just letting the clouds, there's not a lot of movement actually, so they're not really doing much. It's just allowing what little light there is coming out of the windows of the house there just to be quite bright. I was wondering if we get some trails from the lights here, but obviously all the cars are pretty static at the moment, so it's kind of a good base exposure. It's a good starting point. We'll see what happens with the fireworks, you know.
But,
yeah, were you here on Thursday evening as well?
I was in East Lavington on the other side.
Oh, really?
Watching them.
Yeah.
But I was here last year. And was
yeah.
Very
yeah, it always is good. Yeah, lovely. Good stuff. Thank you very much. oh, no pressure then. Okay, all right then. It's a weekly. So it goes out usually on the Monday.
Yeah.
And, It's just behind the scenes, talking about what I'm shooting, what I've been doing during the week, and this, that, and the other. So, you know, it's people seem to like it, so that's why I record it. You know, so okay. So if you are happy, I shall just continue. You're welcome to listen. Yeah, I work with the outdoor and leisure industries. I do a lot of sort of like hill walking, camping, mountain biking, all that sort of stuff. But I've worked with Goodwood for about 13 years.
Yeah.
So over this weekend I'm shooting pictures for Goodwood,
yeah,
but I'm also shooting and writing for a number of publications in the States, Canada and the UK.
Okay.
So sort of a bit more specialist. So one of them is to do with Mustangs and Fords, and
yeah,
another is a bit more general to do with supercars, and another one is specifically to do with Porsche, but very certain Porsche. So it's quite a variety,
yeah,
you know. But that's what I like, you know. But I just like, you know, this time of day, and it's nice and quiet at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we'll wait and see, you know. But It's a lot calmer than it was on the Thursday night, because of course you have the tables here with the glasses of champagne, and you know, it's not a bum fight with photographers, but everyone's getting the same angle and everyone's getting the same thing. So I just like to come back on the Saturday. Sometimes I shoot it over by like the F1 paddock, but now they're not really lighting that up like they used to. Which is a shame, so I used to get some really nice stuff, and you could get the fireworks behind them as well. Do you remember when they had the thing that said Gasoline Alley? Do you remember that? One year I got that, which just perfectly framed the fireworks above it and everything. It was lovely. But
so on Thursday, where did the fireworks come from?
They were directly above.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. You're quite right. Last year, actually, they were offset somewhat, but I don't know if they've changed that. Yeah, by all means. It's... Yeah. Well, see, this is the thing. On Thursday, it was around about 10 or quarter past 10 something. I suppose it's partly dependent on the lights, partly dependent on the party. What?
It'll be a little bit darker.
It does, really. But we shall see. You know. It's, okay, good man. So, there you go. A bit of a sort of a tangent there. When I'm taking these pictures, there are still people walking around, people that are interested to hear what I'm doing. I usually, regular listeners will know that I usually stop the recording when people approach and want to have a chat and what have you. However, if I explain to them, as I just did, that I'm recording a podcast, what have you, they clearly can see what's going on, and it's all good. So hopefully that kind of... I hope you managed to hear the other side of the conversation. It gives you a bit of a sort of a, you know, something a bit extra maybe. The other thing that I'm going to do now is I want to do a slightly closer shot. I'm going to have to recompose later for the fireworks, which was always what was in my mind anyway. Just taking a mental note that the camera is set up at, let me have a look. I just want to see what the focal length is on this shot. So f22, focal length 29mm, so that just gives me a reference for when I sort of go back to recompose. So I'm just going to put the camera onto autofocus again. The autofocus is still working even though it's getting darker, because the central display here, the structure, is so bold and so striking that the autofocus is able to lock on. So I'm just going to recompose and angle right up. I just want to get just the cars for this shot. So it's a horizontal shot. Excuse me. I'm going to cut out. There's some darker clouds just above the house, a little bit lighter above. So I'm just offsetting that display using the rule of thirds, just to put it off to the right slightly. I'm just going to select the autofocus point on the cars and lock up the tripod head and everything. So bear with me. That's all locked up. I'm going to put the camera onto manual focus. We'll try another shot at... I think what I was explaining was that I was going to have to go to the bulb setting and manually time the shot. But actually, now that things have progressed and the light has shifted a bit in that short duration, I'm not going to bother with that. I was happy with the shot anyway. So we're going to set the camera back onto aperture priority, which is what I was shooting in f22. It's now telling me at this, for this particular shot, it's now telling me 30 seconds, so I'm not entirely sure that's going to be right, you know. We'll give it a go, we'll see. Here we go. So 30 seconds can be quite a long time when you're just stood around waiting. We've got some nice patterns in the sky with the clouds, some extra cloud coming in now, and as I say, it's really not moving that much, so there may be a chance that records actually, because these longer exposures, for those of you who don't know, with the longer exposures you do pick up more detail, rather the camera picks up more detail maybe than we can see or appreciate ourselves. So let's have a quick look. Yeah, as I thought, that's blown out a fair bit, so not too bad. And as I'm shooting a raw file, I can always go back into it and bring those highlights down. But for now, what we'll do is we'll go on to manual. That was 30 seconds. So what we'll do is we're just going to halve that. So we'll go to 15 seconds, see what that does. Nothing else has changed. There we go. Lovely striking colours. It's kind of neon blue, the display. Actually, the brightness it sort of tails off. It gets a bit darker towards the top, and then the cars are the highlight then. That's looking nice. I'm just going to go in a bit closer, or really close, just to see that. The pulling power on this lens and camera setup is lovely. Also getting a few stars appearing now, which is rather nice. Let's have a look. Highlights, yeah, it's a little bit bright still. So what we'll do is we'll go from 15 seconds down to 10 seconds. So just knocking a tiny bit off. Again, everything else is the same. Just see what that's going to do. I just love this time of day, and especially after such busy days. That's really nice. So what we're finding is the sky has darkened a lot, a real lot, considerably. The cars aren't burnt out now, which is nice. The one of the cars is silver, but because of the light shining, it actually appears as like a warm yellowy sort of colour. So that's pretty good. I kind of like that. Not going to have to do much to that image. That's really nice. So. Wait, the way I'm framing this, I'm allowing space so that people can, the design team can drop text in and they can sort of crop it and what have you. Wondering about whether to do a vertical shot. I think I might do that now. What I could do, and the temptation that might be, to go down from this position onto the grass and to sort of get low down and shoot up and all the... up towards the top of the display, which is fine, and I'd have that lightness in the sky, but I might do that later when it's that much darker. But what I am going to do is just down on my knees now, I'm just going to do a vertical shot. I'm just pulling back a fraction so that I can see more of the house again. Okay, so again, just locking up the tripod. The light's starting to go a bit more now. There we go. We just select the focus, that's fine. And then lock that onto manual focus. Still at, 10 seconds. We'll see what this does. I'm guessing it might make the house too dark, but we shall see. I'm using my base exposure is that highlight area. I just don't want those to blow out. Oh, that's really nice. It's at the top end. Wow, that's at the top end of the highlights. Okay, it's not too bad. What I'm going to do is just check the focus. The focus wasn't quite as I wanted. And just what I'm doing here is using the autofocus point off to one side. The focus point that you see in the centre of the viewfinder when you compose a picture, that's always the strongest. So especially in these conditions, when you're starting to use the ones off to the side, you have to be really careful. So it may be that I have to resort to focusing manually in a minute, which is fine. But let's just have a look. That's still not having it, you see. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do something slightly different. I'm going to take it back onto autofocus. I'm going to select the central autofocus point, which, as I say, is the strongest. That is slap bang in the middle of the display. So that's fine, that's all locked up. I'm going to select manual focus again and make sure I don't touch the camera anymore. There we go. Let's have a look at this. Still at 10 seconds. And the sky is noticeably darker, the cloud has rolled in a bit more, which is rather nice. There we go. Let's hope that this is better. I can see immediately that that's better. That is lovely. So it just goes to show, you know, by all means use the autofocus, but just be aware that there is that possibility that things will sort of not be quite crisp. Now, there's an interesting thing happened. I'm just sort of scooting around the frame to look. Where the camera is pointing directly back towards the camera is one of the floodlights, which is sort of kind of, it's pointing up at the display, but it appears to be pointing towards the camera as well. And when you shoot these long exposures at, say, f/22, you get a natural starburst in those images, which is lovely, and that's what's starting to happen now. That's really nice. What else shall I do? I'm going to have a quick look to see. Whilst I'm down at this position, I'm going to go in a bit closer. Again, going on to the autofocus. Whoops. And just going to frame the shot so that the cars on the display are in the top, very top left of the frame. And I got it just the top, the balcony and the roof of Goodwood there. That's it. Just check my focus. These are all just designed to give options to Goodwood. Yes, they could crop the frames, but it's always nice if you can have the frame already cropped, if that makes sense. So here we go. I'm just having a look. Now, one thing I've got to be careful is there are columns on Goodwood House. So what I need to do is to just make sure that everything is pretty straight. Have a quick check there. The display can do what it likes because it's on a curve anyway. There we go. That's near enough there. There's a bit of wiggle room so that if I do need to crop, then I can. Let's just check that. That looks pretty good. So, see where I'm going. The autofocus needs to be set. Now let's just make sure of not cutting off the tops of the cars. That would not be a good thing. There we go. Lock the focus. There we go. And release the shutter. Yeah, this cloud is really nice. It looks like ripples in the sand. Is as best as I could describe it, which is rather nice. Let's have a look there. Oh, that's looking nice. House is looking nice. A little bit bright, so we're going to go from 10 seconds. We're going to make that... let's try 8. Ooh, let's have a look at the house. How bright is the house at the moment? Okay, let's make it 6 seconds and try that. Again, the focus was still set. Okay, that's nice. Just the highlight was ever so slightly flashing, which is absolutely fine by me. Oh, that is so crisp. I don't ever do any sharpening in camera, so if I look at this and I think, oh, that looks nice and sharp, by the time I've dropped that in, it's going to be lovely. Absolutely lovely. So, I'm going to stay in this position because I don't, like I said, I don't want to move from here because the fireworks should be happening before long. I'm just going to see how close, I'm still not that close to the central display. So what I'm going to do is, I also have with me my 80-200. So, I will find somewhere in my pocket a 50 pence piece. This is all very technical. Just make sure the straps are not going to get caught up. Oops. And, oh, hang on. Bear with me. I hear some music. So does that mean that the fireworks are going to start before long? Let's see. Right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to leave it there, guys, and I'm going to record a separate recording of the fireworks, and because I know what's going to happen. I'm going to get caught out, and I'll be mid-lens change, and we'll miss all the action. So I hope that's been of interest and useful. If you've got any questions, of course, let me know. But for now, I will leave it there. Sadly, I wasn't able to record audio whilst shooting the fireworks. However, you can find examples from previous events in episodes from previous years. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.